a loftier race than e'er the world hath known shall rise. With flame of freedom in their souls and light of knowledge in their eyes. They shall be gentle, brave and strong, to spill no drop of blood but dare. All that may plant man's lordship firm on earth and fire and sea and air. Nation.
Don't hold it.
It was on a sunny day, on a back of a crocodile. He said, he said, she, and his name was Eagle. The owl flew him down the aisle. Now crack waked his eye, and he begged his owl goodbye, wearing a happy smile. At the end of the ride, the lady was inside, and a crack eyed crocodile.
That was Gary Smith singing a silly song about a crocodile, because he's a silly boy.
Singing loud.
Jumbo the elephant, Jumbo the elephant, to live in a great big zoo. Jumbo the elephant, Jumbo the elephant, it's nice to look.
What do you know?
Well, yes, it's in Wisconsin today, tomorrow.
Oh. Okay, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, it was on a sunny day, on the back of a crocodile. He said, and he's same as he can be. I'll flow him down the aisle. A crack winked his eye, and he backed her off goodbye, wearing a happy smile. At the end of the ride, the lady was inside, and a crack-eyed crocodile.
You know any more you can sing right now? Sing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, sweet and twice as snow. Everywhere at Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. Everywhere at Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
That was Gary Smith singing the crocodile song, and Mary had a little lamb. Well, I don't know. I think we'll have to get an awfully lot better. There isn't very far to dig. I mean, I don't object, but... I don't know. You can put it in a special fund, you know. It'll draw interest. See, that can be your emergency fund, you know. Yeah, something like that. Well, we can see about it, but if I can, I just prefer to get it because just about the nicest ones I have, I think. Or something, yeah. My creditors don't feel that way. My creditors don't feel that way somehow. Well, I gotta go then. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going out to dinner tomorrow. Yeah, but nothing else feels special. So. Yeah. Good for them. That's a place to go. Yeah, we all had to go out to our cottages, you know. And we couldn't possibly show up on Sunday. Yeah, well, most places do, but not the Unitarians.
Well, they're more like 34 Jewish
congregations. Oh, yeah? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it's good for you that they meet all summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'll come, though. I mean, it takes a little while to get used to, you know what you're doing and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, good luck and all that sort of thing.
We'll see
you. Yeah, okay, bye then.
And he got self-conscious and nervous. He always was kind of nervous. Between the family and not enough money and no education.
What?
Well, with him, I can't understand why he would do anything like that unless he was under dope, because when he came back from Japan 6 months ago, he acted different and nervous, just like he was taking dope. But he was always about the best one of the boys, and he couldn't get a job when he came back from the service, and he helped support the girls. My mother died and took care of them. And in fact, all three of them was dead.
How far did the boys go in school?
About 10th grade, I think, and they all quit.
How about?
But Jimmy, finished school, got a diploma at school, in church every Sunday. And
now, when you look back on, what would you say were the prime reasons why these boys went wrong?
The main reason is they didn't have a good home life, and they weren't taught right.
That's the Ocasek story.
I was telling the committee, you know, you see I'm on this committee that's reviving this Jewish cultural group, see? So I says, so they're having also this Guardian editor, foreign editor, speak this Saturday night before. That's their first. I says, well, I says, you know, I says, not only a question of inviting Jewish, I says, do we have an occasional guest? Because this is the first time I've had anything to do with it. They don't invite me, you know, you see, they were red baiting me before. So they says, well, they says, Maridel is all nations anyway, so we, but just out of, you know, Baker says, you know, he probably knew what I was hinting at, you know, or some, you know, others. Oh, he says, Maridel, all nations anyway.
Very nice tribute. I'm inhibited about it because Maridel doesn't, once remarked she didn't like the poet.
Didn't like the poet.
And it isn't especially funny, but I might do it quietly.
Maybe I was talking to the poetry. I was talking about
it. I know you were.
I'm for it. The consumer.
Often Pepechok Brenta Pyro.
Sam is going to sing for us, and he'll and
off his own number.
Okay, Sam.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked to be first is I was afraid there might not be enough tape. This is an old Jewish lullaby that I learned in Pryaslav, which is all. now sing it. Off in Pripyat brennt a firelight, and in Stieb is haze, and the Rebbenu mit the Kinderlach learning all it bays. Zuckt je Kinderlach, gedenkt je Teire, wuss je haze achun, and there was scannen finach besser ivre, there wird kriegen afun. And the explanation is that the rabbi tells the little children to please study, and the one that does the best will get a prize.
Okay. Is that supposed to be? There was a faith healer of Deal who said, although pain is not real, when I sit on a pin and it punctures my skin, I dislike what I fancy I feel.
Okay, ready? Weary and famished after a long day's trek through the north woods, I begged shelter at a log cabin. It was a primitive affair of one room in which was a stove, bed, table, and chairs. A ladder led up to the loft under the roof. Despite such cramped quarters for a settler, his wife, and four children, I was made welcome. With a hot meal under my belt, I began to nod. Sorry to keep you up, the father said, but we're kind of crowded, so you'll have to wait till the little ones are out of the way. The children were put to bed early. Then when the last one was asleep, the man took them up one by one and laid them side by side on the floor at the back of the room. Then he announced, there she is, and she's all yours. I vigorously protested, robbing the youngsters of their comfort, but I was told to think nothing of it. This procedure was usual whenever company came. Too tired to argue, I turned in and knew no more until morning. When I awoke, I was lying on the floor with the kids. The settler and his wife were in the bed.
About a child, a dad and Riesling Pina. A tanker versus Sager in today. Your wife, Riesling Cherry Nicolina. Oh, Nicolina, leak a cherry may. This is about a Swedish girl named Nicolina, and this fellow says how much he loves her, and she loves him just as much.
Well. Maybe in Sweden it happens. Why should it be mine?
Okay. In spite of what we heard about poetry tonight, I have written a poem for this auspicious occasion.
Yeah.
My mother. M is for my mama. She gets on my nerves. O is for the Oscar she thinks she deserves. T is for the trouble she says I'm always making. H is for her head that she says is always aching. E is for everything. And then she lowers the boom. R is for the wrinkles she gets when she looks into my room. I guess I'm pretty terrible, and I suppose she's mad at me. But all I have to do is kiss her, and then she'll love me. You'll see.
Of course you expect to go to heaven when you die. We all do. The hope is in all of us that when we die, we will go to heaven and rejoin the other members of our family who have passed on. Take my advice, make a reservation. Heaven is becoming very crowded and is extremely doubtful whether you can get in. And should you manage to squeeze yourself past the pearly gates, it is even more doubtful whether you could find your family among all that crowd. We will say that you go to heaven to meet your father and mother and the rest of your kith and kin. When you meet your father and mother, they will be with their father and mother, for they would have the same desire to be with their parents as you have to be with them. And their parents, in turn, would be with their parents, so on back through the countless generations of mankind. So you will have to meet them all. You can't be snooty in heaven, you know, and snub anybody. Now, We take 25 years as a generation, we find that there have been 77 generations since the time of Christ. And if we count only your parents, their parents, and so on backward for that length of time, we find that you will have to meet 302,231 quintillion 454 quadrillion 903 trillion 657 billion 293 million 676,543 different relatives. Our own world would not hold that stupendous number. If that many people were on Earth today, they would have to be stacked up on each other's heads. Allowing them 2 feet to stand on, this would make a stack of one solid mass of folks 113,236 miles high over all the Earth's surface. Suppose you wanted to say hello to your dear old grandfather who happened to be located some 113,000 miles up the heap. Of course, you would have to climb. There would be no other way except to scramble up this human beanstalk like little Jack. Let's assume that you can climb one half as fast as the U.S. Army marches, which is 15 miles a day. If you climbed at the rate of 8 miles a day, you would reach your old grandpap about 39 years later. Providing you didn't get knocked off meanwhile for stepping on somebody's ear in the ascent. Of course, you will be able to slide down faster and should reach your own place in heaven about 50 years after you left it. Well, that is two generations, which means maybe your children and some of your children's children will have squeezed in and been looking around for you. You really couldn't expect anybody to hold your place for you for 50 years. So do not be surprised if you were out all around and not able to find your own children anywhere, which means that you will have a hell of a time in heaven. Mind you, the above figures do not include brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives. Also, I am allowing only for 1928 years, or 1928, I should have read that. Although scientists tell us that man has been on Earth for countless generations before that time, some estimate it as 100 million years. And since science has proved so conclusively that you are related to all animals with four legs or a long tail that have lived on this Earth for the last 100,000 years, or 100 million years, you will have to include them too. They are all your ancestors. As a social proposition, the celestial outlook appears a bit embarrassing, doesn't it? St. John records the limits. This calculation does not allow for the streets of gold, or trees of marvelous leaves and fruits, or the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And it is apparent that heaven has filled up several hundred years ago, or about the time that Columbus discovered America. What to do? Obviously, there was but one way out. You must die sometime, and since it is so evident that you cannot go to heaven, where shall you go? You said it.
Here we are. That's Winnie the Joke.
Since I saw the two little birds, we have two parakeets and one hamster. You girls know what hamsters are?
Yeah.
I had a little rat. Mm-hmm. My nephew had one. And they had an orange crate. And in the orange crate was a little knot hole. You know, hamsters chew. They sleep all day and they chew all night. You gotta get out of their cage. Yeah. So in the meantime, they went to the lake and they caught a big fat toad. Huh? They put the toad in one side and the hamster was in the other. And he must have smelled the toad. So he chewed and chewed and chewed at night. And he got in there and he ate up the toad.
That's pretty good.
In the morning, all that was in there was part of the head and the leg. And for 2 days and two nights, the hamster laid on his back with his feet up in the air and he just twitched and twitched and twitched. They thought he was dying. He just lay there. He didn't move. He twitched and twitched.
Yeah.
And after about 2 days, he got over on his feet. He was digested the toad. And he got on his feet and he walked around and he got thin enough and he crawled back in the hole and it was okay. Think of that, because Tom will take him and put him on the end table and he'll crawl around and he'll get in this African violet plant and he'll dig around and he'll chew a little root and then he'll reach up and he'll take a violet off and eat it.
Tape recording. Come on, Claude. Hey, where's Paul? Did he go on with it?
No, he's
what do you want to say? You got some story? Give a story.
No, oh,
right. Oh, one time I was traveling in Spain.
Yeah, here.
As I was traveling in Spain, I met a sapsucker.
Yeah.
Sucking sap.
Shh. Tell him to
the
right.
Slim, slick sycamore sapling.
Yeah.
In 1777. Yeah. On a sunny Sunday morning, the 17th of September. In that was it, I guess.
Yeah.
Paul and I can sing something together.
Yeah, come on.
All right, Paul.
Oh, come on.
You two sing.
Get in there.
What do you got?
He's got.
Why don't somebody else
come on? Come on.
Well, you got a rehearsal.
People around here are. Oh, God. I told him when I told him about that, he was greatly impressed.
Yeah. I don't come prepared with one of my own, so I'll be one of Walt Whitman's, which is a short one.
I know I don't sit right.
All right. Shh.
For you, O democracy, come, I will make the continent indissoluble. I will make the most splendid rays the sun ever shone upon. I will make divine magnetic lands with the love of comrades, with the lifelong love of comrades. I will paint companionship thick as trees along all the rivers of America and along the shores of the Great Lakes and all over the prairies. I will make inseparable cities with their arms about each other's necks by the love of comrades, by the manly love of comrades. For you, these from me, O democracy, to serve you, ma femme. For you, I am trilling these songs.
Very nice. Walt Whitman.
You know a joke or something?
They're still picking.
Okay.
I've chosen Robert Frost's Mending a Wall. It's one of his early poems and one I think with a lot of good thoughts in it for us at this time when we are thinking about breaking down barriers and prejudices. Something there is that doesn't love a wall. That sends the frozen ground swell under it and spills the upper boulders in the sun. It makes gaps even two can pass abreast. The work of hunters is another thing. I have come after them and made repair where they have left not one stone on stone. But they would have the rabbit out of hiding to please the yelping dogs. The gaps, I mean. No one has seen them made or heard them made. But at spring mending time, we find them there. I let my neighbor know beyond the hill, and on a day we meet to walk the line and set the wall between us once again. We keep the wall between us as we go, to each the boulders that have fallen to each. And some are loathed, and some so nearly bald we have to use a spell to make them balance. Stay where you are until our backs are turned. We wear our fingers rough with handling them. Oh, just another kind of outdoor game, one on a side. It comes to little more. There where it is, we do not need the wall. He is all pine, and I am apple orchard. My apple trees will never get across and eat the cones under his pines, I tell him. He only says, good fences make good neighbors. Spring is a mischief in me, and I wonder if I could put a notion in his head. Why do they make good neighbors? Isn't it where there are cows? But here there are no cows. Before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I would like to give offense. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down. I could say elves to him, but it's not elves exactly, and I'd rather he said it for himself. I see him there bringing a stone grasped firmly by the top in each hand, like an old stone savage armed. He moves in darkness, as it seems to me, not of woods only, in the shade of trees.
He will not go behind his father's saying. He likes having thought of it so well. He says again, good fences make good neighbors.
An epicure dining at Crewe found quite a large mouse in his stew. Said the waiter, don't shout and wave it about, or the rest will be wanting one too.
Not bad. I want to hear it played back. Yeah. You're just out of sound.
I want to sing. What do you mean you don't want to sing? I didn't want to sing either. Oh, I'd recite it.
Colin got a
rabbit
dance or something.
Jean and Jill just came home from a picnic and they were telling about the baseball game and was it exciting.
Hurry on, you better hurry up.
She was acting it out how she drew them all.
Who was acting it out?
Jill.
Oh.
She tried to go home. They had quite an exciting game.
You're not going to read it.
First it party and they had it in the park.
Pretty nice. That is all the little kids in the neighborhood.
You should see Chris. He talks like Nelson.
Oh, is that so?
He tries to get that gravel voice, you know. Naturally, he doesn't, you know. But well, then he'll. We talk to Jan, so he'll go like this to me. You know, he gets that gravel voice, and he'll wave his hand to you.
Right.
He's gonna be an orator.
That's pretty good.
So cute.
Yeah. Special poem. Since we're speaking about poetry.
Oh, not that long one. That's
no, this is not too long.
See,
it's only here. No. This is about the Markham strike, farmers. This is written by Irene Paul, and Henry Paul recited it at the trial of the Markham strikers. You got it ready?
Oh.
Hundreds of years. He sowed the grain, hundreds of years of thankless toil, clearing the land, feeding the soil, chained like cattle to the plow. He struggled with the earth and now raises up his voice to cry, give us our freedom, we won't die. What is our thanks for years of sweat? Our backs are doubled and are bent with debt. After our years of work and care, we don't even own the rags we wear. Are we men that we must toil, chained like cattle to the soil? It is enough. It is time to fight. Lift up our heads. Give us our rights. And how shall we answer these men's cries, tired of promises, fakers, lies, these men by whom we are clothed and fed, who give to us our daily bread? Shall we join hands with them who share their goods and grind them under heel and laugh at all their toil and sweat and at their heavy load of debt, refuse their rights, deny their worth, and crush them back into the earth? Or shall we join with them to fight the enemies who mock their rights, take up their, what? Take up their banner? Sing their praise and march with them to better days.
Mm-hmm.
This is at the Markham strike. There's the farmers who were fighting on a funny road, you know.
The machinists were on strike.
Oh.
They marched there every day.
I imagine you
squad cars that passed by there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
it's a letter of strike.
This is period. Oh, how long has she been in
there?
Yeah.
Oh, the whole thing is right there about it. Yeah, no, it wasn't me.
I didn't see her either.
Is it readable there?
And how's Nelson get it?
Get it back because it's the only copy there is.
You get a chance to. It's only
a copy.
It's
a
Martha Strike.
Yeah, well,
Jan lost me at Nelson's. Oh, I see.
I'll copy it and make it
bigger.
It looks like it's wearing up.
I was quite puzzled at that because I couldn't quite understand it. Those things can.
Helena.
Yeah, Ellen the Swallow. Come on. The Swallow.
Come on.
Why?
Anything.
Sing a song.
Anything.
15 minutes
and 10 seconds.
Mary
Ellen.
Are you guys coming?
Nice. Leaving take everything.
Come on. The other. Poor, poor forest.
Poor
is milk.
She's going to be teaching.
Okay, Ellen.
Hello. June has been teaching, and she loves it.
Is it quiet?
This is just a nice little poem. Eh?
All right.
Just to prove that we can recite poetry without reading it from a book. And
That's good.
I didn't know that I was attacking you.
No, it was Lone Fells. We object to Lone Fells. Okay.
All right. I packed my suitcase carefully. I looked around the room. A bed, two chairs, a pile of books, a worn and dirty broom that I had never used because I hate to raise the dust. But nothing of my own I saw, and still, I knew I must have slighted some poor trifle, as I always had before. I made one final search, and then I shut and locked the door. I hurried to the station and took the train to find, as whistles blew, that careless sigh had left my heart behind.
Is that it?
Hey, Paul, let him sing
that's
another.
What I say for
come on now.
I don't think I'm going to
come on.
If
I can sing, anybody can sing. That lady rehearsing.
Are you guys coming?
Listen, the
they just
opera.
Want to show the rest of it up, that's all.
The opera ready book, so let's come up here. Come on.
Why don't you just play it back?
Listen, why aren't you going to say anything, Tommy?
I said it all.
Here.
What do you mean? What did you say? I didn't hear it.
Here, Tom. Here. Oh,
what did you say?
Come on.
You got it? You got that?
He lived in Jerusalem, glory, hallelujah, I love the run. He danced with the angels, Alhambasalabium, glory, hallelujah, I love the run. Hi, lo, Jerome, hey! Hi, lo, Jerome, ho! Skinnamalinkadoolium, skinnamalinkadoolium. Glory, hallelujah, hi, lo, Jerome. Come on now, then sing, come on. One man, he lived in Jerusalem, glory, hallelujah, hi, lo, Jerome. He danced with the angels till half past 11, glory, hallelujah, hi, lo, Jerome. Hi, lo, Jerome, hey! Hi, lo, Jerome, ho! Skinnamalinkadoolium, skinnamalinkadoolium. Glory, hallelujah, hi, lo, Jerome.
I know.
Is that so?
It's got
wonderful verses and a variety of them. It's really a nice, lively tune.
You know, when we were cleaving to a ballet and a modern dance, and it was interracial, and then we went to the Caramel House, and that's a cultural interracial.
White coral bells upon a slender stalk, lilies of the valley stick my garden walk. Oh, don't you wish that you might hear them? That can happen only when the elves all sing.
Let's have it.
Gary, Shelley, where are you?